Whenever we have one of our Hightower colleagues in town, we love to help get them introduced to you. This week, we're fortunate enough to have Scott Hadley, Chief Advisory Officer. We're gonna learn a little bit about what he's doing in his role, what he's learning about firms like Ten, and how he hopes to help clients like you. So Scott, you're all the way up with us today from Miami, Florida. So you've literally traversed the country to be here. We appreciate you putting a lot of time in, I know, and we'll get to a little of this, getting to know the teams. Before we get into some of what you're learning about all these Hightower partners around the country, maybe share a little bit about where are you from, what have you been up to before this new role?
Sure. Majority of my career has been in private wealth, so I've worked with private wealth clients for about 20 years. The good majority of that, 18 years, was at Goldman Sachs working their private wealth management division.
Mm-hmm. What attracted you to coming to Hightower? What about this new role piqued your interest?
I had a lot of experiences in my role at Goldman Sachs where I got to learn a lot about registered investment advisors. Mm-hmm. And really enjoyed the idea of independence. I've loved the independent space. And when I had the opportunity, Larry Ristieri, who's the new chief executive officer, mm-hmm. I know Larry from my time at Goldman Sachs. Mm-hmm. And when presented the opportunity, I took the opportunity to come to the independent space.
Lots of different titles floating out in the world. These titles can mean lots of things. What is a chief advisory officer?
Yeah, sometimes I wonder the same thing. chief advisory officer, one of the reasons why I really like this role is that I get to work with advisors every day. So the idea is I get to advocate with advisors like you, advisors like Ten Cap, and a lot of other advisors across the country to say what's happening in the world and how can we make it better.
One of the reasons, or a number, why we wanted to partner with Hightower, but probably a top five, maybe even a top three thing, was peer groups. To be able to, I think what you're alluding to, have colleagues who are running great practices around the country and share ideas. In our little neck of the woods, particularly given our success, if I may say, not a lot of people want to share notes, and we may not want to either. What have you learned going and visiting with these firms, or patterns, themes you've seen amongst the various Hightower partner firms out there?
Sure. I think number one is that the community is real. This is an advisor community that doesn't have competition. That's pretty rare.
Yeah.
In the industry, a lot of times you're competing with someone else, so you're right. They don't share those best practices.
Right.
And I think that it's a tragedy, right? Because there's a lot of wealth out there, and we're trying to make sure that we do the best we can for the clients that we have. And by sharing that, I think that in specifically with Hightower, we get to share that with everybody, and we get to share best practices. We sit in a very unique position where we look at 110 different firms and we can find out what each of them is doing right. We can kind of consolidate that down and actually give advice and basically consult on how to do it better.
Well, and I think if I may say, you don't have to rubber stamp this if you don't agree with it. One of the top five reasons we wanted to come to Hightower, maybe even a top three reason, was to maintain some measure of autonomy, that we have things that we believe make us us, and I think the other firms do, and getting to know some of them, they're different, right? For some people, it's investment prowess, for some, it's planning. For us, it's a lot of client communication, relationship, events, things like that. And so to be able to pick the brains of people who, at least in my estimation, are best in class in their specific realms, is that something you've seen as well in terms of just, despite our commonality, how there's some different takes from each firm on how they want to achieve success?
Absolutely. I mean, some of it comes in personality.
Yeah.
Other of it comes with the geography.
Sure.
And sometimes it comes with the kind of clients that they interact with. Mm-hmm. So some of them might have specific clients that help them interact with them in a specific way, and others might not have those same kinds of clients. But when they collaborate together, they can take those great things that each of them has about their clients and they can apply it to their own business and generate a difference, generate change.
Yeah. Really, not to be as self-serving as the questions that may come up. What did you know about Ten before your visit, or what might have got reinforced? And go ahead and be as brutal as you want to be.
Sure. I think one of the things that we look at a lot are metrics, right? We look at how people are growing and what are they doing. And of course, there's only so much you can do with metrics. But I will say that the metrics for this office are really high when it comes to growth. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the conversation we've had today has been about how do you grow? How do you think about growth? Mm-hmm. And what I liked about our conversation is that we talk about growth as consistency. Mm-hmm. It's actually having a plan and sticking to that plan. Mm-hmm. The plan could change from time to time, but it's actually about the consistency of culture.
Yeah, culture and a lot of, hopefully, client-centric activity, right? Like, you know, I know we talked a little bit about events. It's like, we can't throw one, and it can't just be to get new business. Like, there's got to be something in it for that end client, something
Absolutely.
That makes their world a better place, helps them learn, grow, experience their own community.
One of my favorite things about wealth management is that we get to help our clients. Mm-hmm. And if we're not here to help our clients, then we probably shouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. And the idea really is that your events and the things you're doing are because you love your clients and right. you want to see them succeed. Mm-hmm. And that is the goal of our business. I will say that one of the things I've noticed is kind of commonality amongst all of our different offices and yeah. practices is that they love the client. Mm-hmm. You can hear it in their voice when they talk about their clients, and they get really happy about talking about what they did for their client and how much their client was able to do with their own life given the fuel of the finances that they have. We see that a lot, and I enjoy that piece a lot.
We will certainly recruit and or be approached by advisors about joining 10, and we remarked internally that we know pretty quickly whether someone is an option or isn't an option by how many questions they ask before they ask a question about the client. You know, be like, well, what kind of hours do you want? What do I have to dress like? What kind of growth do you expect? It isn't to like question 26, like, well, how might this be better for my clients? Conversely, whether it's frustrations or things that people are excited about, when I have talked to, you know, the various Hightower firms around partners around the country, they talk about it from a client first standpoint. Well, this rub my client the wrong way, or this has been so great for my clients. It's a very client-centric mindset that they have. Speaking of that experience, and sadly perhaps having to wrap up in the sake of time here, I'm gonna ask you about climbing that mountain in Mexico before we sign off. What are some of the things you're working on to help make clients' worlds better, or, you know, maybe the advisors that are there to serve clients? What are some of the, you can get as specific or stay as general as you want, things that you have in mind?
Sure. A lot of our responsibility as Hightower with our advisors is to make a great environment and a good experience for both of our advisors and our clients. Mm-hmm. And I think that in the technology environment that we're in, we're constantly looking at new ways to improve that. For instance, with client onboarding. Mm-hmm. Client onboarding in our industry has been very bad. It's a terrible experience for most people when they're coming on. We want that to be a great experience. Right. We want them to remember what their onboarding is like rather than forget it.
100%, given the background you shared with me today, that you're well aware of this. You're very versed in any number of statistics, but your chances of keeping that client for any length are directly correlated to the pleasure of their onboarding experience, at least that it isn't too painful. So it is a big, big deal for sure.
Yeah, and there's so much experience leads to that same outcome. Mm-hmm. We want the experience of the client to be very smooth. We want it to be seamless in all aspects.
Anything else? How are you?
I would only add that, you know, when we talk about coming here, and I've seen the statistics and how good you guys are, I will say that statistics only talk a little bit about, you know, what can I see the outcome of the business. Today I was able to see the inputs mm-hmm. of the business, which are the quality. You yeah. know, the quality of the advisors and the quality of the things that are delivered to the client, that's really important. And I think that you guys have really attributed a lot to quality.
Yeah, appreciate it. Well, metaphorically speaking, you've got your mountain to climb to help create this you know, ever improving client experience, but then you're literally gonna go climb a mountain.
Yes.
You shared that today. You and particularly Dave were geeking out, if I may say, around your CrossFit endeavors. What do you got going on? What is this mountain you're climbing here in the next few months?
We have made a trip to hike three mountains in Mexico, three volcanoes. The tallest one in Mexico is Pico de Orizaba, uh-huh. and we will hike that in a few weeks.
How tall?
18,000 feet.
And how many days to try to summit that?
It's a single day summit,
wow.
So a summit each day. Wow. With a day in between, so wow. About 6 days.
Three different mountains?
Three different mountains.
All right, Scott Hadley, we hope to get him back out, get him to an event where he can meet more of you in person. Genuinely appreciate you making the trek out here. No small feat all the way from Miami, so thank
Absolutely.
You. Thank you
Happy
very
to
much.
Do it.
Look forward to working together.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, everybody.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.